Tekken 4 and an MCC.
Hello, this is Doug.
Hey, Doug, it's Kara.
Hey, Kara. Hold on one sec, let me grab it. This was a tough deal. This is a tough deal. My ops manager went through, he was yelling at me, my ops manager, my chief credit officer was yelling at me this morning, 200 pages of tax returns you got to go through to get to where we are now. So I just want to kind of go over the steps with you, so we're all on the same page.
Let's see, they came from Neil, right? Yeah,
I think they did here. Where are they?
Oh, geez, another long list. I feel like this list wants it any shorter.
I know. Well, there's five different entities. That's the problem. And one owns the other, and it's not really an umbrella. But so we need the bank statements for those two. We have to have those. Those are very important for those two entities, which they own, Preferred Business Service and Service Staffing. And I tell you the reason why is because those were afraid may have been funded multiple fundings. I'm not saying they did, but I'm more worried that, you know, they funded three different ones at the same time. That's the worry. So we need bank statements for those three, okay? Year-to-date financials, no big deal. Just give it a P&L for transportation brokerage. That's due to funding amount of $250.
On that one, I'm just a little concerned. I think June was like the last period they did their financials. I don't know if they're going to have till September.
Yeah, if you have June, send June. That's not a concern. Okay. Number one is a concern. Completed site, because we set the site and there was really nothing there. So the actual business is the service staffing. We have found out after going through the tax return. So we're going to send a site inspector there. It'll be announced. They'll contact him. So that's not a big deal either. Multiple entity agreement we sent, all five owners need to sign, and then you just need to confirm addresses. So basically the only problem thing, not a problem, the only additional thing that's kind of you got to do a little legwork is the number one, to get those 3 months of bank statements. Everything else, just get me my P&L, we'll order the site, we sent the multiple entity, and then you just say, when you talk to them, what are these addresses for located in these locations? And
I think I'm a little confused, Doug. You're doing the site at Preferred Service, or you're doing the site at Service Staffing. I thought we were funding Transportation Broker Specialist.
We are, but their Transportation Brokerage Services pays a management fee of, they pull in $14 million in sales, and they pay $13 million in sales for Service Staffing LLC in management fees. So the primary business, even though it's called Transportation Brokerage Specialties, which is kind of an umbrella and kind of not, doesn't really do anything. Service Staffing LLC is the business. That's where they're getting all the management fees. That's the income is coming from there. Everything is through Service Staffing, basically. So that's what we want to just, that's why we have to order a site because of funded amount. But doing the site on Transportation Brokerage Specialties doesn't do any good because it's more or less, when we went there, it was like a leased office space. Just for IRS reasons, they probably had to have it, but nothing was going on. It was a worthless site to do it for that. And per the tax returns, they're paying like a gazillion dollars of their sales to Service Staffing. Like 90% of it is going to Service Staffing LLC as a management fee, which is basically them. So they're all three of these entities are them, the owners. You follow me?
Yeah. So then let me just make sure I got a little distracted. So you need these banks. I've already sent the financials like 2 to 3 times. Is it possible maybe you could pull them up and see if those would work?
Yeah, just send them to me.
Okay.
Is that okay? Because it'll be easier for you to send them to me than me to search back in emails and try and find them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just send them to me. I'm not too concerned about that one. If you're through June, again, no guarantees, of course, but I'm pretty sure he's more concerned of number one, basically, and that there's a business going through Service Staffing number three. Again, I've talked to him numerous times on this. But go ahead.
Okay,
send me the financial
need,
number two.
You need number one, then number three. You need just the address for Service Staffing.
Yeah.
You said you guys already sent the multiple entity agreement and got it signed, or you need me to get it signed?
We need you to get it signed. I think it's attached in his stip list. Look at the bottom. There's five different ones, and all five owners need to sign it. Remember, all five wanted to sign to begin with, so it's just a multiple entity. They're basically saying they own more than one business, which we know they do because we've got their tax returns. And then number five is just confirm the addresses for all locations located. So just give any addresses that TBS, any other locations that TBS has.
Okay.
I know they have three in those three states. So all you have to do is give us the addresses. We're not going to order a site. We're not going to do anything. We just want to make sure that we have everything. We know what's going on, basically. So that's just calling them up and saying, hey, you have a location in Arizona, you have a location in Oregon, you have a location in Washington. What is the address? And then they'll give them to you. And then you'll say, the next question will be, does TBS have any other locations, any other states? And that'll either be yes or no. If it's yes, get those addresses. If it's no, okay, thank you. So that's just a verbal conversation with the owners, I should say. So multiple entity you have, all five of them. Number five is just a phone call to them and saying, hey, give me your addresses for the three states, and do you have any other locations? Site, give me the address for service staffing, and we'll order the financials you're sending me, and then just get those bank statements for the last 3 months for those two other entities, which basically is under transportation brokerage specialist.
Okay.
You follow me, or did I confuse you?
No, I think I understand.
Okay. I went through this a lot, and I understand it pretty well, so, but enough to be dangerous, too, because it's just a confusing deal. Because of these five owners, different entities, transportation brokerage really doesn't make any money. Service staffing is the one that makes the money, because everything from transportation brokerage is filtered through to service staffing. So,
yeah, it just seems like no matter how much I send in, the stip list isn't shrinking, but hopefully.
Well, it's actually a heck of a lot closer than we were yesterday, in my opinion. But maybe you're not agreeing with that.
Hopefully this will do it.
This will be an end. This will be an end. The only thing that could be a problem is if those bank statements show multiple fundings through other MCA providers. That's the only thing that I can see here that could kill the deal, to put it bluntly. Everything else is just crossing our T's and dotting our I's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But number one, and if they did fund, we would know, that's how we find out, you know? So it's not like if they funded through these different locations, that would happen on any deal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So get those 3 months. That's the only little legwork is getting those 3 months of bank statements.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, Kara.
No
it's
worries.
It's a tough deal. Okay, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye.